This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States announced new sanctions against Moscow Wednesday following allegations Russian forces in Ukraine massacred civilians. The announcement comes as NATO discusses sending more heavy weapons to aid Ukrainian forces. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Moscow denies responsibility, but the evidence of alleged war crimes is mounting. The White House cited these atrocities as it outlined a new sanctions package Wednesday in coordination with G7 and European allies. They include a full block on two of Russia's largest banks, Sberbank and Alpha Bank, and on major Russian state-owned enterprises, a ban on all new investment in Russia, and on Russia's ability to make debt payments with funds subject to US jurisdiction. The sanctions also target Russian President Vladimir Putin's two daughters and family members of other Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. US President Joe Biden said Wednesday the sanctions would choke the Russian economy.
Just in 1 year, our sanctions are likely to wipe out the last 15 years of Russia's economic gains.
The raft of Western sanctions came as NATO foreign ministers began a two-day meeting in Brussels Wednesday. Washington this week announced a further $100 million in military aid for Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic is sending Soviet-era T-72 tanks and infantry vehicles to Ukraine, which Kiev hopes will prompt other NATO members to send heavy weapons. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News,